When you go to the doctor has a big diploma up there and you can see. When you go to a nursing home and people are rushing around, what's their experience? How many of these people are working in here and what do they all do? Ask the questions. We have a right to know who's caring for my loved one.
I'll add a seventh question here. if a family member does ask those six questions, what do they do if they're not satisfied with the answers? Where do they turn?
We suggest that they call the state ombudsman, and you can find that on our website as well. And make sure that the state ombudsman knows what your experience was and what you were trying to get accomplished. Because I think it's very important that you have the facility name, the folks that you spoke to, and what you were trying to get accomplished. And the ombudsman can step in on your behalf and on your loved one's behalf and look into all of those things for you and with you.
Well, Ruby, thanks so much for talking with us today. I personally am very grateful for all you do and all AARP does, given my situation with my father in assisted living and our concerns and anxiety about him getting through this safely. Thank you.
Yeah. It's our pleasure, and this is what we do. And so we're here to support members 50 plus and their families, as well as the general population. So thank you so much, Ken, for interviewing me today.
We've been talking with Ruby Houghton Pitts, AARP's Oregon State Director. You can find out more about AARP and their work during the pandemic on their website, aarp.org/OR. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, one of your interim station co-managers, and I am joined by other interim co-managers, Celeste Carey.
Yes,
welcome
to the meeting. We're here, Carey, and you're there, and we're glad. Yes,
that's right. Of course, we're always recording from home these days via the Zoom. We hope that you're all doing well, sheltering in place yourself. And if you're not able to shelter in place, we appreciate you for being one of our frontline workers these days. But we're here on News from the Boo to talk about, well, all things KBOO. We always talk about what's going on inside, outside, about KBOO. So we're just going to dive right into all the serious KBOO things. One of the big things we have going on right now is that we are in the middle of our spring fundraising appeal. If you are a normal listener to KBOO, which of course you are, you're tuned in right now.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are used to us always having our spring drive in April. Usually we have 2 weeks where we tell you to call in and donate now. Well, we had to cancel that because you couldn't call in because we didn't have anyone who could answer the phones.
But you could still donate.
Yeah, but you can still donate because we're doing a spring fundraising appeal. And if you've been listening for the last week, you know that we've actually had this $20,000 match available.
Woohoo! We met it.
I know, we met it. So thank you. Thank you all around. Thank you to our members and supporters who helped us get the match. Thank you so much to our anonymous donor who gave the match.
Yes.
But it comes with a big but.
Yes, well...
You heard me back away from that. I know.
Because with a big butt. Oh, yeah. Well, the big butt is we have made the match and we're still on our way to the 80,000. That's the butt.
Yeah, that was our spring drive goal was $80,000. So we met the $20,000 match, but we still have halfway to get to our goal.
Yes. And so we really want to thank everybody who has looked at their finances, figured out how they can support KBOO, and has stuck with us so that we can stick with you and be there for you. Yeah. The other thing is, we know that some of you are wondering what to do with your stimulus check because you are in the wonderful position of having a job, and maybe you're mad at Trump because he put his name on your check. I don't know. But some of you have said, well, look, I've got this money, and you've called and left us messages and asked us, well, we'd like a portion. if that works for you, it surely works for us. And
we're not going to say no. I'm going to say it. We're not going to say no. And we appreciate
I will say, did you make sure your neighbor had some food? You know, did you buy your grandmother some flowers for Mother's Day and make sure that, you know, the first responders nearby had some gas money or some masks? If you've done that because you're in a financial position to do so, thank you. Now, if you got anything left over, hey, we sure would like it.
Yeah, because, you know, we really appreciate it that, you know, we know that people, you know, there's so many nonprofits. There's so many businesses that really need everybody's support right now. And so we've been really just really humbled and touched by the fact that people have thought of KBOO. Because we literally have gotten notes from people who said, here's a part of my stimulus. You know, if you need that money, you keep that money right now.
Yes,
but the
do.
Fact that there's people out there who's, when they think like, what matters to me right now, what's important, you know, what are the things that are critical that my money should go towards right now, and people think of KBOO, it's like, wow, that's a humbling thing, because, you know, I'm gonna say that that's the way we feel, you know, sure, we're on staff and that's the way you feel, but so many people in the KBOO community feel that way. And so the fact that we know there's a whole community of people who value the same thing that we value is just, thank you so much. And, you know, it's like, if you're one of those people who hasn't given yet, but you know you want to, right now is the time to give. And just know there's a whole community of people out there who believe in the same thing you do. So we're just going to put it out there. We're trying to raise $80,000. And because, you know, we're just going to say the same thing we always say during all of our drives. 80% of our revenue that we run KBOO on comes from our listeners. You know, we don't get, you know, a ton of federal support. We get a tiny, tiny bit of some money from the government. And we, you know, we do grants and stuff like that. But the vast majority of how we keep these airwaves going is our listeners. So we're going to put it there. But, you know, we're always running out of time on News in the Booth. So we're going to move forward because we got lots of things to talk about. One of the things that we...
Co-sponsorships.
Co-sponsorship. Yeah, talking about that sort of stuff. Stuff that's always on the air. You know, when you listen to KBOO here, KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of Fill in the Blank event. Well, even though a lot of events have been canceled, we know a lot of events are still happening online. And so we are doing co-sponsorships around virtual events. And once in-person events happen, you know, we will be doing that too. So if you have a thing that's happening on Zoom, or you got like a, just any sort of virtual thing that's happening, go to kboo.fm/co-sponsorships. And KBOO would love to be one of your media co-sponsors. Check that out. Also, underwriting.
Yes, because some businesses are open.
I know.
Some nonprofits want to let us know that they have services available, and they might still have advertising dollars. If you're one of those folks.
And you want to, and you know, when people are like, what is underwriting? If you're not familiar with it, you've totally heard it on KBOO before. We have some great underwriters. They're people who support KBOO and we express our gratitude and support for their support for our station through underwriting. And you'll hear one of the underwriters that is nearby KBOO is Grendel's, for example.
Yes.
You know, Grendel's Coffee. And you'll often hear KBOO is brought to you by our members and support from Grendel's Coffee. Well, you know, those are businesses. And hey, so if you're one of those businesses, guess what? And you want to tell people that you're open right now? Underwriting. So kboo.fm/underwriting. All the normal things that happen on KBOO still happening. Really need your support. So if you know a business, maybe you know a business, you go, you'd be a great business. Tell them about KBOO. kboo.fm for more information about that.
Yes.
So two great.
Let us know what you have to offer, what services you are providing, even during the shutdown. Let us know so that we can work with you for whatever package will get your word out to our listeners.
But just for anybody who wants to do co-sponsorships or underwriting, something to remember is that KBOO, you know, is heard all the way from the coast all the way out to the Dalles, and we're heard all the, you know, way down the valley. So our reach is huge. So, you know, it's, if you got a business out there or you have an event out there, this is a great way to get to people who maybe you wouldn't get through targeted social media. You get a much broader audience listening. So, you know, consider KBOO. Okay, now moving on, Celeste, to the number one question we get every single week since the shutdown. So, Celeste, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is the building opening again? When is this? When can I come back into the building? I want to come back into the station.
Well, You know what? That is a complex and layered response, and I'm going to give you as much as I can in 30 seconds. We don't know because it's, even though we project that the phase one may be implemented, the fact is we still need to keep our list, our members, our staff, and our volunteers safe. So we don't know when the building is going to be open yet. We also need to make some improvements in our building. And so that's one reason why we're doing our spring appeal, so that we can budget those improvements to make it a healthy building. Mm-hmm. So we don't know, but we are keeping you updated, and we are providing as much support in terms of technological support, program production alternatives, information on our website and in our drives, so that you can still get your programs produced. We're doing as much as we possibly can to keep our programmers supported. So just bear with us, because we don't know.
So Celeste, you just touched on something great, that we're supporting people to keep producing their show. So I want to point out something to people. You know, I know that a lot of our, and this part of our show here is definitely for our programmers, our volunteers, that, you know, yeah, we don't know when the building is opening. And something I've been telling people is, you know, kind of like a lot of places, anticipate that we're going to be asking people to be doing the telework, as they've been putting it, to be doing that remote work all the way through 2020. Now, this is not committing that the building's going to stay closed through then, but we're saying use that mentality. Have that idea that the building is not going to be open for use of even just production rooms. It's going to stay in this partial shutdown. I mean, even the staff is not allowed in the building. Celeste and I are not in the building.
No, we have to take times. We have to schedule ourselves, because the governor made it clear that if
we have to
social have staff in there, you have to do that physical distancing.
So for all of, so for all of our programmers, this means that it's time, unfortunately, to look at this partial station shutdown in a longer term view. So what is it that you need to produce your shows? Because you know what, guess what? I'm sorry to say it, but as a listener of many shows on KBOO, I do not want to listen to a bunch of reruns for the next few months.
Oh no.
So I would love it, you know, if you programmer could be producing new shows. And so if you are not producing new shows at this point, just let you know, we have all the stuff has been worked out. We have all sorts of tools for people, and you have no excuse to not be producing it. And maybe you do, but we need you to be reaching out to the program director and figuring out what we can do to help you produce your shows.
Yeah, what options you have. And maybe you have to dial back some of your more involved programming and content. There's ways to still do a show. The content and quality can still be there, but maybe not as involved. So maybe if you're a talk show guest, you have only, I mean host, you only have one guest, so that you can have one caller. You can't bring a bunch of people on. Maybe if you are a DJ and you're used to doing it live, maybe you do your announcements and record them so that they have a breath of spontaneity with a friend or somebody else who's in your household, or dial in another caller so you can add those extra voices to your show. We use what we can. You know, there's some places where we can't do the workarounds because we don't have the technology. But for the most part, you can get your show produced remotely, and we're here to help you.
So produce your shows. I want to say, you know, the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of our programmers are, but there's just some people who are like, well, I'll start doing my show live again next month when the building opens. So that's why we just say this, just to remind people that we don't know when that's going to be happening. It's going to be much longer than we want it to. And it's time to start producing your shows if you haven't. So that's for our very tiny group of people who are not, and we know that it's been tough, and we're here to support you. We know it's taken a while, so we really appreciate everybody with how we've had to work with every single person. So thank you so much. Thank you, because literally it is our programmers that make the airwaves go.
Yes, so, you are.
Okay, a few more announcements because we are, Celeste, we only got like a minute. Okay.
Okay.
Other things, just for public.
Icecast.
If that word means anything to you and you're a programmer and you know what that means, email Asia. If it doesn't, don't worry about it. Okay. We'll just tease it out there. Online meetings for the public. Remember, you can always still attend our board meetings, any of our committee meetings, any of those meetings that you could attend in station before are still being held online through Zoom. So check out kbu.fm and you can always get the link for any of those Zoom meetings. Uh-huh. And I actually kind of prefer these days because it's a little more accessible. Well, actually, a lot more accessible. You can go attend our meetings from anywhere.
And don't have to pay for parking.
Yeah, don't even get me started around parking in downtown Portland-ish these days. Okay, in the last minute, Celeste, we're going to do one last little appeal to people because we have 1 minute.
Okay.
Why should people get to KBOO today for the spring fundraising appeal that ends in just a couple weeks?
To keep having fun, to keep hearing good news, to keep hearing the alternative options, not alternative facts. To be involved with your community and to have fun. Oh, did I say that? Oh, probably I didn't. Have fun.
Exactly. So have fun. Thank you so much to Evolve who have supported us. And for those of you who are waiting to support, right now is the moment. Thank you. We love you. We miss all of you programmers. So, you know, but yeah, say hi to us in a Zoom meeting. How about that, everybody?
All right. We're going to call this Good News from the Boo.
Good news from the Boo. Have a good night, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.